Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Well, hello, everybody! For the 569th time, we welcome you and all our friends around the globe to another smashing edition of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
Smashing.
It's the place where the music has the flow, but the chatter makes it go.
Mm-hmm.
And
it
we're all
time.
Gathered here at Gaither's Golf Grounds for our annual drive and divot disconnect. We have Kevy's on the tee,
yep,
and Troy's
right
in the trap.
I am.
And Joe, he's practicing his backswing banjo. Yeah. And William, the Phantom of the Freeway, is ready to shred his stuff on this international.
There's always hope, Dave. Trust me when I say there is hope in every day.
The recent winner of the Swing is the Thing Award. It is...
Bill, you'll never go wrong if you drive the ball long, Gaither.
I can hit the ball out of sight, and I can call all of my guests today, Karen Peck and the Booth Brothers, and Janet Pascoe.
I wish any of that made sense.
Yeah. I was waiting for the vocal band and signature sign, Gordon Moat William. It's going to be a tee to green kind of day.
Now, how do we start this Hope edition of Homecoming Radio, Bill?
I don't know. We'll call Tootie Green and get this thing going. Here's the entire group singing, I Want to Be Ready.
Ready. I want to be ready. I want walking in Jerusalem just like John.
I'll meet you there at the break of day.
Walking in Jerusalem just like John.
Well,
I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready, Lord, to walk in Jerusalem just like John. I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready, Lord, to walk in Jerusalem just like John.
He'll carry a load upon his shoulder.
You know, there's something happens when all of those folks get together, and they've sung these songs with their individual groups, yeah. And when they come together, and they are a quartet, and they are a trio, and they're all in the same room, a spirit happens. And I think that can only happen in gospel music, because we have grown up with a body of tunes that are very important to all of us.
That is right. Good point.
Signature Sound, doing a tune called Water Walking God.
Late at night, the disciples walking God.
Water walking God.
Water walking God.
Water walking God. He will come to where you are. You're not too lost, you're not that far. When you're caught in stormy weather and you're no match for the waves, well, the water walking God,
yeah, the water walking God,
is gonna come and save the day. Your eyes on him, 'cause he's a water walking God.
Water walking God.
Water walking God.
Water walking God.
Water walking God. He will come to where you are. You're not too lost, you're not that far. When you're caught in stormy weather and you're no match for the waves, well, the water walking God, he's gonna come and save the day.
Much excitement in the air. I can feel it. Nice little award this week.
Hey, oh, yeah. Hey, hey.
The Shoeshine Rag Poppers meeting of Paul and Pauline's Pancake Palace in Piscataway.
Oh, the Rag Poppers.
Yeah, they gave us their Polish Won't Help Award. They said you can shine it and buff it and brush it, but it won't help because their words are plain lackluster buster.
Oh, really?
That's
man.
Hurtful.
No kindness at all, but here is the word of the day.
Gotcha.
Spartostatic.
Oh, let me save you the trouble.
Wow. Let me save you the trouble.
Thank you for
listen up, Walter. Spartostatic. Sparta, Tennessee, actually, is the home to the International Static Festival, where folks come. That's true, Michael. They come from miles around to just stand. The Sparta Static Standoff began in 1973, just as the hokey pokey was dying down. And standing still was really beginning to catch on. Now, the Sparta Static method... The Spartostatic method of weight loss is very popular. However, it does not work. And their mantra is stand still and see the salvation. Their favorite songs are Standing on the Promises, Stand by Me, and Praise God, I'm Tired.
Spartostatic.
Did I get that right?
Wow, so close. All right, this is weird. It means rope strength. Oh. As in, mountain climbers are always concerned about spartostatic when they climb.
Oh. How disappointing.
Oh, I know. I failed
once again.
I'm shocked and appalled.
You know what? This program's not only entertaining and fun, it's very informative. I did not know that.
Well, now you do.
And now I do know.
Now you do.
Now I do know.
I feel Thank spartostatic.
You, Walter. I won't remember.
Spartostatic.
Here's Karen Peck, Mighty Big God.
The boy, a stone and a sling. He swallowed up an army when he parted the Red Sea. He shut the lion's mouth when they threw Daniel in the den. He hasn't changed, he's still the same today as he was then. 'Cause he's a big God. There's never been nothing that he can't do. A big God.
As a kid at school, he used to bully me a lot when I was in the fifth grade. He moved from our school, so I hadn't seen him for about 6 years. Well, I ran into him recently, and as soon as he saw me, he began to apologize for being so mean back then. It was kind of an amazing moment, and his ability to say he was sorry after all these years, well, that gives me hope.
You know, it's probably a matter of just education. There's no room ever for bullying in any kind of way. Mm. That's a good story. I first heard Jake sing this on RCA Victor with the Statesman. The Booth Brothers, listen.
We wouldn't have strength to bear our sorrow if God didn't care. Never would be a glad tomorrow if God didn't care. There never would be a hope of earning a mansion in the sky. You by those welcoming bells would not be ringing if God
didn't care.
Those heavenly voices wouldn't be singing if God us joy beyond compare. No, we never would have known of heaven if God didn't care. Oh, those welcoming bells would not be ringing if God wouldn't be singing if God didn't care. He wouldn't have said we'd be rewarded and promised us joy beyond compare. No, we never would have known of heaven.
Thomas Akempis once wrote, "In the cross of Christ, there is life, protection, strength, holiness, excellence, perfection, salvation, and eternity. Without the cross, there would be none of these." Here's the Crab Family and the cross. Listen.
Thank you. time it's just an emblem, a formality. It's a symbol that's been used so frequently. Many blaspheme and despise, though it's ancient, it abides. A shrine to death that stands for life to me. There was a cross made for the Son of God at Calvary. Two pieces of rough timber on a hill. Through his hands and through his feet, he took the nails for you and me. Angels watched as he died for. Suffering, yet it brought us peace. It bridged the gap for men, offered cleansing for our sins, an icon that reminds us that we're free. There was a cross made for the Son of God at Calvary. Of rough timber on a hill. Through his hands and through his feet, he took the nails for you and me. Angels watched as he died for the lost. Though he could have walked away, he chose the cross.
Every day there are some kind and gracious notes left for us at homecomingradio.com.
I live in a rural area of northwest Missouri. I love Homecoming Radio. You people are wonderful and bring an uplift to my day. How sweet. Keep up the humor. Kevin is always off the wall.
Bing.
But awesome. God bless. Lydia.
Today he's on the wall.
This one's from Paul. He says, always love the show and especially the choices of music and groups. They are amazing. I love the harmony and as a Canadian, always look forward to your live concerts north of the border. Please keep it up and keep coming to Toronto.
I'm the organist in our church, and some of your music just blows me away. There's so much good stuff that it's almost impossible to choose my favorite. I hear you on WGLY in Blue Earth, Minnesota, and thank you for ministering to my life. And that's from Barbara.
And thank you, thank you, thank you for the joy and the hope you bring into my life. It is so wonderful to worship and smile at the same time. It's the perfect gift, Janet. Thank you, Janet. This song was written originally by a man by the name of Cantrell back in 1923. And in 48, 49, the quartets started singing in different styles. The black quartets would do it rhythmically, and the white quartets would kind of slow it down and sing it. And it was around in the 50s, but until Michael English did it, probably in the 80s with the Singing Americans, maybe with the Goodman Family first, but with the Singing Americans, it became very, very special. And this has got to be Michael's signature song. Here he is with the vocal band. I bowed on my knees and cried holy.
I dreamed of a city called glory. So bright and so fair. When I entered the gates, I cried home. The angels all met me there. They carried me from mansion to mansion. I want to see Jesus, the one who died for all. I bow my knees and cry of that city. Talked with Mark, sat down with Timothy, but I said, Timothy,
mine.
need a great big whoop, okay?
Whoa!
That's all you can say after a song like that. What a day. What a day. Phil, get us out of here, okay?
If you surf the net, go to homecomingradio.com where you can
hear more of us online. Check out dates for our live concert schedule and get the latest scoop on the Gaither video.
You'll love the inside stuff you'll find on our Facebook page and Twitter, and you can always leave us a note at homecomingradio.com.
42 stations that air Homecoming Radio in the state of Wisconsin. Ooh, we appreciate every one of them. Just going to mention a few: WRVM, WSTN, WFDL, WHEM, and WMVM. Thank you. We say
Lori wanted me to remind you that your spinning class starts again tonight, and you really need to start spinning.
I'd love to spin. I just, I was born to spin.
The spinners.
Oh. I'll be there, babe. Just keep it spinning until I get there, okay?
We got to go, Bill.
Let's go, and everybody says...
Salud.
We'll see you next week.
It's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People ask us where they can find this music. Well, if you're out in cyberspace, check in at homecomingradio.com, for the same music you listen to here can be found there. homecomingradio.com. And thanks for tuning our way, and until we meet again, this is Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang, saying later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.